You were in Afghanistan for about 5 months. That's not a huge amount of time. Do you really think it's enough time on the ground to fully understand the situation in all parts of the country?
Yes, I do, because I was fortunate to have served time in two different parts of the country. I served time in the east, where our forces are heavily engaged in Kunar and Nuristan provinces, as well as time in the south, where our forces are also heavily engaged. I had done quite a bit of studying. I have many friends and colleagues who had served in Afghanistan prior to me going there. And then most importantly, the position I had as a political advisor, my job was to work with local Afghans on a daily basis. And I did, and I was able to get out. I was able to meet with local Afghans throughout the east and the south of the country. And they're the ones who really codified my thoughts on this, listening to local people. And most importantly, they're people. I think we have a problem at our headquarters because we only talk to Afghans who come into our headquarters and talk to us. And we don't get out and talk to the people who live in the village and the valleys. And you realize that what they want is to be left alone. They don't want a central government. They want to be left alone to try and raise their families and to live in peace. They haven't had peace for 35 years. And I think that's what they want most.